throughout this year, there are no commemorations. The October Revolution actually is not the event to be celebrated. The word celebration is not appropriate. It could have been commemorated, and there is definitely a space for a broad public discussion of that anniversary. We don't have that kind of discussion. The reasons for that is the decision made by President Putin last year during a closed meeting in Kremlin, according to sources in the circle here, that only the experts, literally historians, should discuss this anniversary, but not the civil society. There are a few reasons. One of them is the fact that for Putin, Russia as an empire is probably the main value. Next year, he's going to run for being re-elected as Russian president. And one of the greatest achievements of his latest presidential term is making Russia great again, making Russia empire again. A lot of people in this country are feeling happy and proud of that feeling of patriotism of Russia being a great empire. In that meaning, 1917 is not a convenient year to be discussed and commemorated because 1917 is the year when the Russian Empire collapsed.
Now, the Russian Revolution at the time set an example for many countries to follow this communist experiment, and some are still following it even today, notably North Korea, Vietnam, Laos, Cuba, and albeit in a different form, China. Why did communist Soviet Union fail to stay on the path set by the revolution? Why couldn't it survive?
After '60s, the majority of Russians stopped believing in that communist ideology. And by mid-80s, the democratic aspirations of Russian people became really huge. There was a process that was named Perestroika in '80s when a lot of Russian people really wanted the democratic reform. So by the beginning of '90s, actually that was Russian people who have overthrown the communist regime and Russian people who ended up with totalitarianism, with communism. And that was Russian people's initiative to end communist regime.
What did the revolution bring Russia today?
First, we had two revolutions in 1917. The first one was democratic one. The second one was the revolution of Bolsheviks. Probably you are speaking about Bolshevik revolution. That was a huge tragedy for Russian people. The October Revolution, the Bolshevik Revolution, was the beginning of the bloody civil war, and that is a huge tragedy for Russian people. That caused a real psychological, historical trauma that still exists, and a lot of people in Russia still sometimes are seriously afraid of those events happening again. And we must admit that sometimes we hear people talking about leaving the country, about immigration, because they are afraid of some kind of purges happening again, although that's not the reality, actually, we live in. We cannot compare Russia after Bolsheviks' revolution with today's Russia. Anyway, these psychological traumas still affects our country.
What lessons can be learned from this defining moment, not only by Russians, but by people of all countries?
That history is not defined by the rulers, is not defined by even the politicians. It's usually decided by everyone. We can see that all of those people matter. That stereotype that the people cannot influence their own destiny is wrong. That everyone is very important, and it's not only up to the authorities or not up to leaders to decide about the future of any nation.